Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
50-yard punt sends Parker Washington back. He's got a punt return touchdown in his career. And he's got an alley, and he might have his second. 96 yards last year against the Patriots. He's going to house this one. And the Jaguars get the score in special teams. 87 yards. That flips the momentum and the whole temperature of this building.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Adam Amin, Fox Sports, from yesterday. Jacksonville beats the 49ers, and special teams bit San Francisco yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the big one, too, was the kickoff after they make it 26-21, and
come
the
on.
Guy brings it back
come
all
on.
The way to the 50, and the next thing you know, they got a short field. They didn't take advantage of it, but it kind of impacted the way the last few minutes went, and the Niners get beat for the first time. Bob Melvin has been fired as the manager of the San Francisco Giants. Buster Posey speaking to the media right now, and I think we have I'm going to play some of that sound from you or from
Buster.
Yes, from Buster Posey. It is right here. This is his opening statement, Buster Posey.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, right? It's definitely not ideal. But unfortunately, we've talked about it a lot, you know, what the standards are for the Giants, and we have high standards. And I hold myself to those same standards. I mean, I understand fully that the position that I'm in now, my job and the team success is evaluated accordingly as well. And, you know, you without a doubt hope that there can be consistency in these leadership positions. And, you know, we've got to get back to a place where, you know, we're getting in the playoffs, we're making runs in playoffs. And that's what our fan base deserves. That's what the city deserves. And, as I mentioned before, or I don't know if I mentioned it, you know, it's when seasons don't go the way you want them, it's never one person's fault. It's never one group's fault. But when they don't go the way you want them, you can't, in my opinion, can't sit there and say, we're going to come back and do the same thing that we did this year for the next year. So, you know, having said that, that's part of why we landed where we landed.
All right. So Posey telling you why they're going in a different direction from Bob Melvin.
Yeah. And, you know, when a team doesn't make the playoffs and the postseason's about to start, Stoney, you look at yourself just from a fan's perspective and you take inventory, and now you get excited because Buster is, like you said, this is new. This is this first time firing a guy, but who are you going to give the baton to? Who do you deem worthy to take you to, you know, get you back to the postseason? Is it going to be somebody like Bochy or something goes funky in Texas, or he decides, you know, to get out of there, or some young whippersnapper or somebody that we don't even see? To me, this is exciting. And I know we will differ, but I just think this team underperformed and underachieved after the Devers trade. And I understand the move.
888-957-9570 is the number. A lot to talk about today. And, you know, it's funny. If you were listening Friday, we kind of were talking about what we might be talking about today. And there were three things on the docket. One is the 49ers-Jacksonville game. The other is Melvin's tenure of at the Giants, which has come to an end. So Bob Melvin is out as the manager of the Giants, and the Warriors are over at Chase Center right now getting ready for media day. Training camp has opened, and they have their first practice tomorrow. Still no resolution on Kuminga, though. They've signed Gary Payton II. What do you guys want to talk about? It's like a potpourri today. You can talk about anything you want. Are you optimistic about where the Giants could go after Bob Melvin? How disappointing was that loss for the San Francisco 49ers yesterday? I'll say this about that loss.
Give it to me, man.
As I'm watching in the third quarter, this is where maybe I do have some Harry in me.
Because they were down 12.
Okay, what do you mean?
Oh, no, go ahead. Because
what does that mean?
Different junctures, you could be like, maybe they're dead. You know.
Well, the point is that midway through the third quarter of that game, and just watching Jacksonville, I don't think they're that good either. I'm just looking at that game thinking, even if they can somehow weasel a win.
Oh.
Yeah, sure. It's great. They'd be 4-0 then. But there were bigger things at play in that game, which to me would have overshadowed the fact that they were 4-0. Like, they didn't deserve to win that game yesterday.
Facts, Donnie.
And so, yeah, they could have strung together one drive late and turned another loss, potential loss, into a victory. But that wouldn't have, to me, concealed the way they played most of that game, which was not good enough. Not good enough. Definitely their worst game of the year. And it's one of the worst games Purdy's played in a while.
No, facts. And I appreciate the honesty. That's how I felt. They didn't deserve to win the game, but yet they had the ball because of a missed field goal. And I'm sitting there, and once Jacksonville missed that field goal, like, my gosh, this team in the red and gold might do it again. But since we have so much going on, this is just how my scattered brain works, Donnie. I just want to throw this to you, because it could be unfair because of the three teams in the Bay that just – the Giants, they made a move. I feel like they're better than what they were. So I think your solution to finding a manager and expecting better play and production next year is real feasible. So I'm in on the Giants competing for a playoff berth next year, even without naming their manager. The Warriors, yeah, they got some OGs. Their age concerns me. But, Stani, I'm saying all that to tell you what I'm worried most about in the Bay right now is a team that's in season, and it's the 49ers. Bosa's gone. You don't got to worry about, is he going to be here, is he not going to be here? And what I saw from that D-line with the youngsters, I didn't see him show up. I didn't see anybody step up. And Ross Tucker joined us last week, and he said, "Goo, asking about Robert Saleh and the job he's done, get at me and call me after this game without Bosa." And I'm like, wow. But, Stani, I just, with the musical chairs and Purdy and the toe and Pierce on the PCL or what have you, like, I'm really worried about the Niners moving forward. How concerned are you about the Niners moving forward with the injury and now what I deem the schedule?
How worried am I about the Niners? They shouldn't be 3-1, but they are, so they got that going for them. I mean, there are probably teams that wouldn't be 3-1 right now, so I think you got to be optimistic about that. But, yeah, the injuries are concerning, but even more than that, Purdy's play on Sunday was concerning. I think it's fair to be a little bit concerned about McCaffrey and running the ball. They didn't get a lot of pressure on Trevor Lawrence.
Didn't get touched.
So, yeah, they got some problems they got to fix. Let's go to Waterman in Corte Madera. Hey, Waterman, how you doing, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Hey.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking the call. Just real briefly on Melvin. Yeah, not a shock for the way the season ended up with those guys. I feel like if the Giants had made the playoffs, they probably would have stuck with Melvin for one more year. But kind of not a shock that he's gone. With that being said, going back to the Niners, the D-line, you guys have been making the point, no pressure on the quarterback. I mean, it was kind of scary, because the other scary part of the game was, I can't remember how many times they sent Warner on a linebacker blitz or maybe even a corner blitz, and nobody got home, even with that. And I think they still converted most of those third downs when that happened. So that's really, really the biggest concern, in my opinion, moving forward, and one of the biggest concerns. And as far as Purdy versus Jones, I really feel the reason Purdy started, I think they knew Purdy wasn't 100%, but he was a higher percentage of healthy versus Jones with his knee. I mean, we saw how much Mac was hobbling around towards the end of that game with his knee. I think that PCL thing is no joke. I mean, I mean, obviously he's got a history of it, so that's why I think they went with Purdy ahead of Jones. I think Purdy needs probably four solid weeks to heal, or at least be as close to 100% as possible. I don't want to say like I'm trying to defend Brock, but it does bother me that if Shanahan is this offensive guru and genius that we keep giving him that tag or that title, how come if the opposing defense is clogging the middle of the field like Jacksonville did the entire game, and they keep throwing these mid-range balls into that defense, how come Shanahan can't scheme something up? I continually watch Purdy throw the middle of the field, and okay, he's got to throw the ball a little high. Now, yes, he airmailed a lot of those balls yesterday, but every single play, if you look, he's trying to get it over that mid-range linebacker or safety that's sitting between 5 and 6 yards from the receiver he's trying to hit. And I know he's probably wanting to make sure it's high enough to where that defender cannot touch the ball, deflect it, creating another interception. But then it's, of course, high for the Niners receiver. I'm getting sick. I get sick and tired of this. And of course, we can't run the football, so that's putting more pressure on Purdy to have to throw the ball. Now, look, Mac Jones did great for the first two games. Okay, we obviously he won two games. He threw a bad interception once himself, right to a defender that he even laughed about because he acknowledged it. So, but I get tired of everybody harping on Purdy's interceptions. Both of his interceptions yesterday, one was tipped at the line of scrimmage right off the bat.
Yeah. Waterman, I'm going to get you there. I hear you. I thought the one that was tipped at the line of scrimmage was terrible.
I thought it was going to be picked anyway.
It was. Yeah, I thought that was a terrible throw.
Yeah.
And think about it. Think about it. A ball sails when it gets tipped. Like, that was going to sail anyway.
And there you go, Stoney. And Kyle don't need me to defend him. But listen, just about the Kyle component of this, a lot of the relationship to me between a head coach or offensive coordinator and quarterback is trust. He's trusting Brock Purdy to make the right decisions. And on those that one in the middle, the first interception, Stoney, that was just bad. Like, that's a bad decision.
The one to McCaffrey?
Yeah. No, to McCaffrey. Didn't get to him, but just... Yeah. So what do you do by Thursday if you can't manipulate pressure and Matt Stafford is sitting back there? He's going to pick you apart. Like, so this has the ingredients. It's one game, but it has the ingredients of how are the Niners and Robert Saleh going to manipulate pressure? And we got to say something else that happened yesterday that I didn't like from a Niner standpoint, because I'll call them all class acts. I don't know how much of the loss stung Robert Saleh, but what he did, his dust up with the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, I thought it was a bad look for Saleh, Steiny. And then 54, your captain, the man, James Bond, going in, jumping in on the quarterback kneel down is like, you guys had 60 minutes to handle business. You didn't. But Fred, what are you doing, Steiny? I just thought that was a bad look from the Niners.
I mean, he was annoyed that Lawrence was taking the snap and trying to kill more time instead of just taking a knee right away. And he did that. This from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I was wondering what you guys thought about Upton Stout's pass interference call. You're not going to know what I think, what thought of it. I thought it was pass interference. And he got called for it.
Yeah.
The other thing that, you know, and maybe this is a young player. I don't know. Maybe this is where youth gets you a little bit. If he doesn't interfere on that play, it's not a first down. The ball would get caught. It would have set up like a 4th and 3. So if he could have just kept the play in front of him, they probably would have turned it over on downs. I'm not faulting the kid for trying to make a play.
Yeah.
But
he had one against Seattle too in the end zone, and he's young and he's learning.
But that's a play that hurts you.
But it's not why you lost, though, Stoney.
Well, no, but five of those plays are why you lost.
Yeah, and a couple of Shanahan's decisions we hadn't even talked about when Jacksonville was backed up in the play early in the first half to Travis Hunter. they challenge a catch. It was a catch. And then they, you know, they had a penalty that Kyle felt like he declined or got wrong intel, and it allowed Jacksonville to continue the drive and score.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app and coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Rick's in the Mission. Hey, Rick, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, what up, Steiny? What's up, Guru?
You got
how you
it.
Fellas doing this morning?
All right.
All right. I'm taking a stroll through the Mission. Gonna meet my pops at a coffee shop, run a couple errands with the guy.
Nice.
The old man, you know.
Sure.
But I worked at the game yesterday. A little something about Rick. I sell beer at the games, all the ballparks, all the venues.
Nice.
I'm hawking. I'm yelling at everybody. Get your beer here. It's a lot louder than that. Pretty obnoxious, but anyway. So I didn't get to see much of the game. Most of it, I was doing my thing. For a guy who watched about 20 plays of the game, I want you and Guru individually, if you would, please give me a very quick rundown of what you think are the most important takeaways from that game yesterday. I've heard a lot. I've seen a bit. I didn't watch the replay. But let's start off with Goo. What happened yesterday, Goo?
They couldn't stop. Yeah, they couldn't stop the run. I felt like Jacksonville was comfortable. They couldn't stop the run, Stoney. And ETN, he was running his ass off. 48-yard off-tackle run. This was smooth. Had guys in the white, red, and gold on the ground. I'm not used to that. But again, that symbol to me, oh, you miss Bosa right away. And then the fact that Trevor Lawrence, he looks the part, Stoney, still quarterbacked his team to a win, never really put it on the Niners, but he had opportunities to do so. He didn't get hit yesterday. Just think about that. He didn't get hit.
Right. I mean,
not a sack. Hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Rick, I would say that, I would say.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That the offense played in fits and starts. They didn't look cohesive, I don't think. I mean, sometimes football's easy. They had four turnovers.
Mm.
Game's over. Four
and
turnovers
gave up,
to none.
A punt return.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, why are we so disappointed in the defense when Jacksonville scored 26 and they scored one touchdown on a punt return? So that drops it down to 19. That should be enough to win a game for you.
But it's like Buster Posey, Stoney. The defense has standards. And I don't think yesterday they met the standards. And you could easily say they're missing their best player. And I was just all week, oh, you got Fred and you got D Winters, you know, who's been a fine. But the bottom line is just how much are you going to miss 97, man, coming off that edge? And you're right. They turned the ball over four times. Then you give up a punt return touchdown. And the defense, Donnie, I'm grading on a curve. They did get Jacksonville to miss a kick. So now you got the ball in pretty good field position, the offense, and Armstead makes the play of his life, you know, knocking it out of Purdy's hands. Purdy's got to be better. And I'm going to say this to Brock. I'll say it to all the Brock stands. And when I set it up like that, it sounds mean. It's not mean, Donnie. I'm even talking to myself. You got the bag. But if you continue to play like this, and hopefully we don't see this, but if you do, people are going to come out with their pitchforks like, Nah, nah, that ain't, you got paid. We expect you to take us to the promised land. And now he doesn't have the defense or Bosa helping him. And yesterday I just thought, you know, how much of that, Stoney, if you care or not, I'm asking you, how much do you think his Brock's performance was rust?
It just was. He wasn't very good. He got you beat yesterday.
Almost like who cares if it were rust,
I mean,
right?
Like, and that's the thing. Like, the defense, to me, they're not in this one for me. Like, they
even yesterday without touching the QB?
The 49ers defense gave up 19 points, and the offense turned it over four times, and the special team stunk. Mm. If you want to talk about units, the defense, I think, was head and shoulders better than any other unit. They might have been, but, like, they didn't give up 35 points. That game was – they did enough to give the offense one last crack at it, and the offense couldn't get it done. So, man. I do not – I don't – the defense, to me, did as well as it could do outside of just completely shutting down Jacksonville. But I got to blame that game on the offense and the special teams.
Yeah, and the offensive line for me, Stoney. This is four games. If this is who the Niners are this year, then you got to – I mean, it's a long haul. If this is how you're going to run the ball with McCaffrey in the backfield, this ain't it.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you're just joining us, a lot of news coming out of the Bay Area sports-wise. The 49ers get beat by the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they've suffered some more injuries. Juwan Jennings and Ricky Pearsall both come out of that game banged up. We'll find out more about them later today. Apparently, Brock Purdy told Kyle Shanahan late last night after the game that his toe was bothering him and it didn't feel great. We'll find out more about that today. Bob Melvin has been fired as the manager of the Giants. Buster Posey talking to the media. We have sound from that we're going to play. We've got the Warriors starting training camp right now. They have their media day. Gary Payton II's been signed. Jonathan Kuminga has not. So we got all kinds of action as it relates to our sports teams. And you know what? We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. You want to talk about the Niners losing? We'll talk about that. You got ideas about what the Giants should or shouldn't have done with Melvin? Let's talk about it. 888-957-9570 is the number.
One important note from Warriors Media Day. One important quote. This is from Steph Curry on the process for Jonathan Kuminga's contract. He said that he respects the process and also added, quote, when he's here and ready to work, we expect him to be locked in.
All right.
That's from Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. Talking about Kuminga. Sounds to me like he thinks this guy may end up on the qualifying offer. Because if he signs a big contract, you got to believe that he'd be kind of happy. But if he's playing on 7.9, his agent's already made it clear that Jonathan's not going to be happy. So we'll see how that plays out the rest of the week.
Yeah, and I'm excited. We got hoops. Unfortunately, Giants are looking for a manager, not in fall in the playoffs, but we got baseball playoffs upon us. And the Niners with the game. Like, if you look at the whole schedule thing, I can't stop thinking about it, Stoney. This game Thursday, you kind of wish it, obviously, you wish it was on a Sunday.
Why?
So guys could get extra time to possibly heal. But right. The fact that my man's waking up, Brock Purdy, telling his coach even last night, something's up with my toe, to me, Stoney, that's, you can't play, especially if that's, you were awful yesterday, and some fans are just wondering, we'll never know, how much was it because of the toe. But those balls, he looked like, and I'm not throwing shade at the kid.
Well, yes,
kid.
You are.
No, I'm just telling
you. Of course, it's okay. Say somebody, he played like Garoppolo.
No, I said that
okay,
earlier.
That's no shade.
Yeah.
Just say, like, okay, but he was terrible.
But
it's
it
okay.
Needs to be, what I'm preaching is it needs to be a one-off.
Well, has it been a one-off since Christmas of 2 years ago? Since that Baltimore game?
Well, we all decided. Has he been? Last year was regression. I said it. Yeah.
But
we said that before. We didn't blame him for the 6-11.
I don't know if I'm ready to say Purdy has regressed. I feel like this is the natural adjustment that quarterbacks have to go through after they establish some success and other teams get the book on them, and then they try to take away what Purdy does well, and then he's got to make an adjustment, and then they make another adjustment.
There's no Kittle.
I'm not ready to say he's regressing. I'm ready to say that maybe this is what a quarterback looks like when they don't have the weapons around him that they're normally have.
Well,
he's had for most of his career up until last year.
No, I'm hearing you. Bastani, they played four games. He's played two. So I'm throwing in the availability. The best ability is availability, and he's played half their games, and now there's a chance that he could miss another one. So all that is that's what prism I'm looking at, too, is, you know, is this just a one-off with the health, or – could this be an ongoing thing that lingers and, you know, and hopefully not, you know, every other week it's up in the air if he's going to be behind it.
What if I just said, look, they signed a small quarterback. He's a smallish quarterback.
But Russell Wilson was small.
That's great. And he's an outlier. Maybe Purdy's going to get hurt. Maybe they signed a quarterback that's really, you know, that's going to have trouble because of his size and because of his, you know, his... Some quarterbacks get hurt more than others. I mean, I'm not ready to say that yet, but I don't
see if I even thought that, I would hold on to some Benjamins. You know, if I thought the guy's stature was going to be there, like you almost have to just put it in the equation that he's going to get hurt because he's small.
Well, I mean, honestly, that to me is a factor. Mm. You know, I mean, I'm not saying the 49ers made a mistake, but. Like, you've got to put every piece of evidence into your decision-making. And he had gotten hurt in the NFC Championship game. He missed one game last year, maybe two tops. So I wouldn't say he's injury-prone.
And now this is a toe. So it ain't, you know, somebody fell on you and you were small and you got hurt.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers get beat. Giants fire Bob Melvin. Warriors start media day without Jonathan Kuminga, but they do have Gary Payton II now in tow. They've announced that they've signed Gary Payton II, another guy who, over the next three or four months, we'll probably take some minutes from Jonathan Kuminga at some point during the regular season.
Nothing from Melton, huh? Nothing about Melton?
No, not yet. No Melton news and no Al Horford news. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, was that more than just a loss yesterday? Did you see things that make you concerned about the upcoming several weeks? 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.